Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Galatians chapter 4. Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by the father. So we too, when we were children, were held in bondage under the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons and daughters. Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
When looking at a nativity scene, have you ever thought about what led to that remarkable event? Let's pause to consider not just Joseph and Mary's tiring trip to be counted in the census, but also the trail blazed through history by God himself. The route began in Eden, where blood was first spilled to atone for sin, as assumed from Genesis 3, verse 21. The temporary solution, animal sacrifice, would suffice until God enacted his permanent plan in the fullness of time. Later, withdrawing protection as Israel turned to false gods, God allowed his own people to be taken captive to Babylon. There, they built synagogues to worship God. When the Babylonians were defeated 70 years later, the Israelites brought home adaptations of Judaism that they'd been practicing. Later, those synagogues hosted men like Paul, who preached and sent letters about the Messiah born in Bethlehem. And today, we still use his epistles and all of Scripture to lead unbelievers to faith. Throughout the centuries, some countries erupted into political turmoil, and others arose with new ideals. Peoples were displaced, and rulers were conquered. Meanwhile, God was carving a path to the Holy Land, the perfect cradle for the Messiah. Together, prophecy and history reveal that the Lord paved the way from the manger to modern faith, preparing generations to know his Son.